G'day, Barry here. Thanks for downloading another Dead Set Legends podcast with Bernie D and Mark Reddings.
This week we caught up with Paralympian, marathon winner and all-round inspiration, Kurt Fernley.
We also spoke to Shay Bolton about her and Mitch Brown's new activewear line, Once Upon a Run.
And we had a chat with Brent Boomer-Harvey ahead of the International Rules Test Match. He's a world beater. He was born without the lower portion of his spine. He grew up in New South Wales, took up wheelchair racing in his teens, was a three-time Paralympic gold medalist. He's won marathons.
Could you stop already?
He's won the New York Marathon five times. That was just last week. He crawled the Kokoda track.
Stop it, Kurt. Oh,
and the Great Wall of China, not to mention that. He sailed. As you said, skeet the Sydney to Hobart. And his name is Kurt Fernley, and he joins us on the line. G'day, Kurt. How are you, mate?
Doing well, guys.
Oh, buddy, I saw you finish in the fifth New York Marathon. It's incredible. Just winning one is amazing, and you had to bolt. Oh, the amazing bit was you had to sprint at the end to get across the line. What was it like?
Mate, it was a rough run, actually. So it was 4 degrees. It felt like zero. There were gusts of winds, headwinds, up to 45 miles an hour. I was in a breakaway for 20 kilometres, and then the guys caught me with 3Ks to go, so it was a 45-second sprint to finish. It was just a rough run, and it was one of the sorest times I've been, possibly, you know, ages getting in there.
Not sorer than Kokoda track, surely.
Mate, it's about 1 hour of the 11 days from the Kokoda track. But 2 weeks, mate, and I think I got the worst bit of soreness happened on Sunday, so it stayed with me for a bit.
Jeez. Kurt, I'll tell you what's going to stay with you, the love of your son. You have a little son now. You got to tell me, look, I'm not really a sporting type, and your resume just kills me every time I read it. Now, you got to tell me, being a dad and a parent has got to be a tough job too. How's that going for you? Different kind of tough, but tough, right?
You know what? I was surprised. So we had Harry back in March, and you almost think that, okay, this is going to affect this and that, and you don't really think that I can compete with the boys. So to get that win up, and the lack of sleep was something that I wasn't prepared for. But it's so good. And to get the win last week, and Harry was at the finish line in Sheridan, and you know, when you get that moment of joy and then your family are there, it just seems to escalate the emotions. It was incredible.
Your goals kind of change to values then, don't they? It's awesome.
Oh, family, you know, win, lose or draw.
Absolutely.
Harry's there, Sheridan's there. The whole enjoyment of life thing just gets lifted up.
Yeah, totally different priorities there. Kurt, look, all these achievements, all these challenges you undertake, is it something that you go through yourself and pinpoint, or do people throw them at you? How does it come about that you pick these specific events, be the Sydney to Hobart, Kokoda or Great Wall of China, for instance? How do they come to your attention?
You know what? Sometimes they just pop out of nowhere. Kokoda happened, speaking about it with my family and brothers and cousins.
I can imagine.
I said I was interested. Yeah. Every single one of them said, let's knock it out, and they all joined me on the track. Sydney to Hobart was through Anthony Bell. He's the skipper of the Yacht Loyal, who raises $1 million for kids' charities, and we support the same charity in Humpty Dumpty, and he asked me on board. And, mate, when things pop up, though, I think you've got a bit of a responsibility just to grab a hold of them and see where they go.
So what's next?
But this last 2 weeks have been crazy. I'm waking up in a different city. I'm in Fremantle this morning and going to take a couple of days quiet, but it's 18 months, it's 20 months now until the Paralympic Games in Rio, mate, so my life is well and truly going to head towards that.
Jeez, I might be heading to Frio.
I was going to say, your stalker fan here is going to be going to Frio now.
Stalker.
This is such a beautiful part of the world. I've never been down to Frio, and I'm off to the Margaret River as well, and
having
a few days
of
just switching off with the family.
Wine and food festival.
Well, mate, we will never forget when you did the Kokoda track on your hands, basically, in 96 kilometres. I can't remember how many days it was, and you prepared for 18 months and through the mud, and you wouldn't let anyone carry you. And, oh, mate, that was honestly the most inspirational thing I reckon I've ever seen in sport. So, well done, brother.
Thanks, guys. And I did ask for help, and I did get carried. And that ability to be able to ask for help from people around you, mate, that changes lives and that saves lives, and that's how I've become who I am. So,
Well, Kurt Fernley, Pushing the Limits. If you want to get a good read, check that out.
Genuine legend.
You feel like you're having a crack in life, and then you read books like that. You're doing nothing.
Our 5K run is very minimal in life.
That Jacob's Ladder is nothing.
I know.
You got nothing on him.
Kurt, enjoy Western Australia, mate, and have a great time. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, guys. Chat to you.
She is the fiancée of Mitch Brown. They're getting married on New Year's Eve, which is going to be brilliant. Imagine that.
Whoa. What
an
event.
But Shay Bolton is actually a sportswoman in her own right and a star in her own right, being part of our WA netball team. So we'll just go on that line. Hey, Shay, how are you?
Good, thanks. I don't think the queen of the WAGs is the fiancée of a key defender. Sea ball, punch ball. They're not the real highlight.
I like that. Sea ball, punch ball.
Nat, you've got it.
He's
queen
just
of the WAGs.
Lockdown and, yeah, Nat's fine.
I'll give you the tip. He's one of the best looking eagles, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I think he runs all
there's,
right.
There's two that look very similar in the Brown household, of course, with a twin brother.
Yes.
You got two. A brother-in-law is going to remind you of your
trouble.
Husband.
It's great. I'm not complaining.
You ever get confused? Because I saw them at a cafe with you the other day.
And
I didn't come up.
Such a Barra comment.
I couldn't come up because I had no idea who was who. I didn't want to embarrass myself.
And they copped it the entire weekend. Like, it was just, I remember before the, in the rehearsals and stuff for our launch, everyone would just call like, Mitch, and then just wait for one of them to respond, or Nathan. Like, everyone just be like,
Nathan,
looking around.
Nathan plays for the Collingwood football team, of course, and you spoke about this launch. I saw it in the paper. It was an A-list lineup there. Actually, I didn't get an invite, so I'm obviously
not
B-list.
Oh, no,
you totally did.
But this is the funny thing. Check your junk, don't go there. I actually was on WA Today, thanks Roscoe, and I saw these photos, went, oh, what's this launch, looks pretty cool, and then I saw this activewear, and then I saw sort of like Nick Nat pop up, and Crowley pop up, and I think Shuey was DJing or something. I thought, this is all right. And then I'm looking at the clothes. It didn't even click. I online purchased a pair of Space Jam pants.
Space Jam.
And then as I'm driving, I'm texting. Then my text said Shags. I wanted to pick them up rather than have them posted to me.
So to explain those pants, in my day, they would be MC Hammer pants.
Like the MC Hammer pants, right? And I've been looking
super
for these.
Super comfy.
They are super comfy. Looking for a pair of these for ages. It only dawned on me when I drove in to pick them up, like, is this the Shay Bolton that we're speaking to tomorrow morning? And it was crazy. So I already bought a pair. They are amazing.
So activewear, what actually is activewear? Because that drop crutch, that's cool as well, isn't it, those pants?
Yeah, so activewear is, we're not just talking about exercise gear. We're talking about everyday living. Yep. We're all active. Like I've already gone to the gym and worked out this morning, but I'm back in my activewear because I'm running around and, you know, that's what we're doing day to day. So it's all about this lifestyle thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't go to the gym. I've never seen a gym. I just run after my boys. I might call them gym and
that's
I'm still wearing it.
That's exercise.
I'm still wearing it. It's a lifestyle thing.
It works.
Brunching is exercise.
Shay, it's called Once Upon a Run. Now, interesting title. Where did that come from?
Well, I guess, like for me, running has always been a place where I can get away from everything. And it's that, but I believe that when you do go on a run, you're actually going on this little mini story, this little mini adventure, if you will. Like, and it sort of came about in this way that, you know, we're always talking about the pre and post and the before and after when we're talking about activewear and exercise. And there's this middle moment of, you know, in the exercise where we actually have this opportunity to enjoy it. So Once Upon a Run is that story of the exercise.
Now, Shay, I can see you've been admiring the physiques of Adrian and myself. I know it's male and female activewear. What would suit body shapes like ours?
Oh, you can have a little bit of fun. Look, Mitch, he's a large to extra large. So
well, we're
you know,
in trouble.
He's a pretty big boy. And so we are catering for the, you know,
bigger. But you know what? The material is beautiful and it's quality and it stretches. So you guys are in.
What
it
are
stretches.
Those big Hawaiian things called that you just wear that they've got no shape to them? That Homer Simpson wears?
Moomoos. I'll think about that for my next collection.
So you really need to get into it. Yeah, onceuponarun.com.au. I'm loving this already. I've got to get my next pieces. But a lot of it's like monochromatic colours, so you can wear it. It's great.
We're not about having colour explosions or anything like that. It's all really cool.
Blacks, greys, whites. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Most importantly, I have to ask, now, most Bucks days entail a guy getting his eyebrows shaved or perhaps even tied to a lamppost. Your hen's day today, are you comfortable that your friends are going to look after you?
Oh, I don't know about that. Look, with Tash Butler, Sam Butler's wife at the helm, I think it's going to be a little bit of a tricky one, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a mix of the netball girls and the footy girls, so it's going to be an absolute blast.
See, there was a note on your pillow already, wasn't there?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's actually just going to be a high tea barra. Like,
Very sedate.
Now that you're a business owner, of course. So once upon a run.
.com.au
and have a look at Shay performing there, going for a run. Actually, it's an amazing video.
Yeah, you get 5 minutes of watching me run.
Giddy up,
shot from behind. So it is an amazing thing. we're proud of you. You've done very well. Give our best to Mitch, and yeah, good luck with the wedding too.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Boomer, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you going?
Great. Are you a little bit apprehensive, mate, about your reception, what it might be like? I reckon they'll all be cheering you, but I know you had that little bit of a run-in with Ryan Crowley.
It's all over now. Gonski.
It's going to be. It's going to be quite interesting. I flew over not long ago for a press conference, and that was one of the questions as well. But I'm hoping that I'm on the right team tonight. I'm on the Australian team, and a majority are going to be there are going to be Australian. So hopefully I get a few claps and maybe a few high fives if we win. But I'm sure next time I come back and play against the Dockers or the Eagles, I won't quite be the same. So I might have to try to lap it up a little bit.
Hey, Boomer, this day and age, you know, research has changed from, you know, looking up on the internet to now really Instagram pictures, photos. I've seen the younger boys all over the shop, Crown, Rottnest, you name it. How's it been? Have you been checking out Perth in different ways, different formats, different people?
Yeah, it's been quite good, actually. I just tried to... try to get around most of the boys and just, you know, find out a little bit more about them. And, you know, we've got a good mix. I mean, you've got Rockcliffe and Robbie Gray.
You've got an awesome mix. I'm excited reading the list here. This is just like all-star.
Yeah, actually, just on that Rockcliffe, that's another bloke you had a run in too. Did you have to...
Oh, Barra, leave it alone.
Did you guys have to...
Running with a shoe.
Did you have to
swear? That was here. I got
I love it.
But with Rockcliffe...
Yeah, sorry.
Did you have to square it up with Rockcliffe before you got together? Did you give him a call and say, listen, we're on the same team now?
No. We actually spoke just after the incident and put it to bed straight away. I know the media run with a few things, but Tommy and I were as good as gold coming into it. And I was actually really interested to meet him, and he said the same thing, that he's looking forward to meeting me. So it was good, mate. There was no... I'm a little bit old school. I guess what happens on the field sort of stays on the field, and... You know, you put those things to bed and it doesn't bother us. Like I said, the media ran with it a little bit more than anticipated. But, no, he's a great fella. You know, and you've got all those young guys. But then on the other scale, you got Dustin Fletcher, Nick Riewoldt, these type of guys, the older brigade Goddards and these type of guys. So really good mix of older guys, the younger guys. And it's been sensational just to mix with them. I've got a 10-year-old boy who spent the week with me as well, and not only experience for me, but
he's
been coming to training. They gave him a Guernsey, and I think he might be running out tonight with us or something like that they've organised. So just that experience for him, it's, you know, he watches on TV. He's got every single player of footy cards, and it's just been, the AFL put on an absolutely amazing show, so it's a credit to him.
Boomer, this round ball, now I'm told Adelaide Crow Brody Smith's been pretty handy. The Irish have a bit of an advantage tonight in a couple of areas, don't they?
They certainly do. I'm not sure if you've watched much of it in the past, but they're very, very quick.
Yeah,
a little bit quicker than most of the Australian boys.
They're built differently, though, Boomer, as well.
Yeah, they are. They're a lot leaner and stuff than us. And that's one advantage that they've certainly got. But the main advantage is their skill. Obviously, they play with the round ball. You can only imagine if we tried to play a game against them with the Sharon, how much we'd probably win by, and they couldn't. You know, they probably couldn't kick it as good as us, and that's exactly what we're finding now. We watched a little bit of their training yesterday, just coming off the ground. They're having pot shots from the boundary, and 9 out of 10 of them would sail straight through, and we went out and tried the same thing, and not one of us kicked it. So their advantage is their skill, but the other thing they don't do in their game is tackle. So
I heard about that,
And tackling ability will probably be our advantage. So we just got to make sure that we can... you know, use that a little bit more than they can use their skill.
Boomer, I know it's all about success tonight. I know it's all about representing that Guernsey that you're going to wear, but it's all about making it sort of formidable so that the boys can actually probably try out to go to
New York
next year, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. And we've spoken about that as the group. You know, the AFL has spoken to us, and we want the series to go ahead, and that's probably why they went out and got the best players this year. And it certainly worked because, like I said, it's a fantastic group, and going forward, I know the GAA want it to keep rolling along.
35,000 people tonight, can't be wrong.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit more, actually.
Oh, isn't it? 40,000, beauty.
38, and it looks like it's going to be 40 because I think there's a few seats that are restricted, you know, the first couple of rows, because there's a bit of signage and stuff around the ground that you won't be able to see. So I think they're just going to get a 4 in front of it, and that was their aim. If they could do that, it was going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
be a lot of going forward. A lot of Irish too in this town, mate. They'll be there, and it'll be very powerful when 40,000 people, led by Tom Maher, the husband of Jill Maher, of course, that's in the paper today, when he reads out that white ribbon oath and he says, "I swear never to commit, excuse or remain silent about violence against women." That is going to be, you'll hear a pin drop. They'll go around the world, mate. So that is just magic that you're doing that as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's a great cause. Alistair Clarkson got up and spoke to us as a group the other night, and you know, I think we're donating a few bucks for every ticket sold to the White
River
Foundation. So it's a great cause. It's going to be a great concept, and going forward, like I said, the good players are playing now. We understand what it is to represent our country, and going forward, it's going to be bigger and better.
And Boomer, do us a favour. Make sure all the players sing our national anthem with pride tonight.
Please,
and enjoy
please,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we will, mate. Again, that's something else we've spoken about, that pride in our jumper and pride in our country. So we'll be singing that night.
You're a legend, Boomer.
Proud and proud.
Boomer, you've won us back, great man.
Oh.
He never lost it.
We loved him all along.
He never lost it.
Just, you can ditch Barra. Barra's out.
Barra's gone. Don't know who he is.
Good on you, Boomer. All the best, mate. Have a great game.
Thanks, guys.